So hello there, friends, and welcome to episode 196 of Self Kind with me, Erica Webb. Today I want to talk about joy and why we might consciously cultivate and seek out joy and how this is different from just trying to be positive or look on the bright side. So that is what we're going to dive into next. Hi, and welcome to Self Kind with me, Erica Webb. This is a podcast about what it means to be, live, and move through a lens of self-kindness. We'll look at the ways self-kindness can underpin our practices in movement, mindfulness, and mindset to support us to be and do the things we so desire in the world. I'm thrilled you're here. Let's get into the show. All right, so we're talking all about joy. And where I actually want to start today is in a conversation, and I realize that you're not here to talk back to me because I'm just talking to a camera, but in a conversation about the fact that two things can exist and be true at the same time, even when they appear to kind of not be in alignment or not be the same as each other, right? So two contradictory things can somehow be true at the same time. And this is a really important thing for us to kind of think about and understand as we go into this conversation about joy. This is really easy to see in the world. We see examples in the same streets of our cities of like extreme wealth and absolute poverty. We see examples of two seemingly disparate things being true at the same time. One example, actually, that I think is really useful here is imagine that you were running yourself a bath, right? You're going to have a bath and you fill that bath up with water and you step in. And in that moment, you haven't yet, you know, sunk down into that nice warm water. Just your feet and maybe your ankles are in there. It's a shallow bath, right? You've been a little stingy with the water, but you just have wet feet. Now you're in the bath and you have wet feet, but the rest of you is dry. And there is an absolute truth to both of those things. I am wet and I am dry all at the same time. And this is an example of both and. We cannot, refute the validity of both of those things being true, wet and dry. At the same time, both things are true. So we get this as a concept, right? Two things can be true at the same time. When it comes to the way that we feel, though, and especially when we're experiencing difficult things, I think we have a harder time with this. If we feel grief, then we might even experience a level of guilt if we also experience pleasure or joy or happiness. When we're happy, we might do everything in our power to avoid experiencing pain or disappointment or sadness. And if we're second guessing ourselves, if we're having a moment of self-criticism or self-doubt, we might find it hard to still do something in the direction of something that we want in the midst of that difficult feeling. So if we kind of like rewind and think about the both and of stepping into the bath where we're both wet and dry simultaneously, we can think of our emotional state in sort of like a similar way, right? We can be experiencing grief and seek out moments of joy. We can be experiencing sadness and have moments of laughter and lightness. We can be experiencing self-doubt or self-criticism and still decide to do something in the direction of what we want. So there is this capacity that we have for two things to still be true and for one thing not to take away from the other thing just because it also exists. So this is where we talk about joy. We have to be, I think, sometimes very intentional about seeking out joy. Because life can be heavy, right? There's a lot of difficult stuff that we're dealing with, both on a personal level, within our families, within our communities, within our global society. There's a lot of hard stuff to navigate. And so seeking out joy is a really valuable practice. Knowing what brings us joy, looking for those things that bring us joy, intentionally engaging in those things that bring us joy can be a really lovely way of experiencing joy in the midst of all of those other human things that we are going through. When we sort of started this episode, we talked, or I mentioned about, you know, how is this different to being positive or seeing the silver lining or, you know, that good vibes only kind of jam. And I think it's really different. I have been on the receiving end of toxic positivity, as it seems to be called these days, where, you know, this difficult situation, someone's trying to like transmute it into something that it isn't. And that can be a really hard thing. And it can cause like some disconnect between our experiences, like where we're like, wow, I'm experiencing this as a really like bad thing or a hard thing or uncomfortable thing. And yet this other person, or I'm trying to make it into a positive, and it feels disconnected somehow because it doesn't really like mesh. It doesn't make sense. What I think trying to be positive does is it tries sometimes, right? There's never any like, I'm not making any blanket statements here, but sometimes that desire to be positive is in an attempt to like transmute something that is hard or uncomfortable into something that isn't. So it's like a denial of the hard thing or a denial of the thing that we're, you know, experiencing or kind of trying to avoid, perhaps, if we're trying to transmute it into a positive. Yes, there is value in pulling out positive lessons or experiences from hard things. Yes, I'm not talking about that. But when we are perhaps being told to or trying to transmute a thing that is hard for us into something that is just like, all it is good. All it is good vibes only. Nothing, you know, no bad vibes over here. That can be a way of like denying our true human experience of like, this is a hard thing. Looking for joy and being intentional in our seeking out of joy is different. If we are not doing it as a way of denying the hard thing, we can experience joy even in the midst of other hard things going on. And it allows us to kind of like dance in that reality a little bit more of two things being simultaneously true. We don't have to wait for life to be perfect to go out and seek joy. And likewise, just because something uncomfortable happens or something less than wonderful happens doesn't mean that there will never be joy again, right? The existence of one doesn't deny the existence of the other. I'm going to make this actually really quite a short episode, because all I really want to do with this episode is to point out and to give you permission to seek joy. Not that you need my permission, but to seek out joy just because you want to feel the feelings of joy. It could be awe, right? Awe and joy are similar. It could be gratitude. These states of being that kind of elevate us a little bit. They make us feel a little bit more buoyant. They make us feel a little bit more hopeful, not as a way of denying the harder stuff, but as a way of recognizing that we get to choose them and that two things can be true at the same time. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes for a joy inventory worksheet. And I created this a little while ago, but haven't actually shared it with anyone yet. And it's very simple. You can print it out, or you can, you know, take a screenshot of it on your phone or something and then kind of like go over it digitally. But the idea is to like identify some things that bring you joy. So when I filled mine out, and it's kind of by category, right? So like, what are activities that bring me joy? What are things that I can see that bring me joy? What are things that I like to listen to that bring me joy? What do I like to eat that brings me joy? Stuff like that, right? So like on my list, joy is getting on my roller skates. Joy is being by the river. Joy is, you know, looking up at the clouds and finding shapes in the clouds. Joy is certain people in my life. It's certain foods like chocolate chip cookies are very joy inducing for me. It's finding a really funny TV show on Netflix and immersing myself in that. There are so, like my favorite song of the month. I'm very fickle with my music choices. And so I always have like a song that I'm like playing on repeat. That is a moment of joy. And so I'm going to pop, like I said, the link in the show notes. Go and download that, or just use it, have a look at it, use it as a little bit of inspiration to then fill it out for yourself. Because we don't have to wait for joy to come and knock on our door in order to feel and experience that feeling. We get to be intentional about it. We get to choose, hey, I need to infuse some joy here. I want to experience those feelings. So like, what do I have to draw upon? Which people are around me? Which activities are around me that I can choose to engage in that are going to bring me joy? And it's not to pretend that nothing else is hard. It's not to shine over an otherwise difficult scenario, but it is to be a little bit more like in intention, I suppose, about choosing things that bring us pleasure, that bring us joy, because it feels good for no other reason than that, right? And I think even when we are able to be intentional about choosing that, it's a little bit too around kind of increasing our capacity then for those hard things, because we're filling our own cup. We are supporting ourselves the way that we need to be supported in this moment to increase our capacity to hold some of that hard stuff, to be able to be with it, to sit with it, to work through it, to navigate it with perhaps just a little bit more ease, because we've had that time and we've been intentional in choosing joy. And I think that's what this comes down to, choosing to resource ourselves through whatever means we have at our disposal, that is choosing joy, that is choosing rest, that is choosing movement, that is choosing, you know, all of these things that allow us to meet ourselves with more kindness, that allow us to meet ourselves as though we really care, right, about our state, like we really care about meeting ourselves with the kindness, the compassion, the love that we crave. And so we seek out joy on purpose. All right, that's it from me. I'm going to leave it at that for this week. Head to the link in the show notes for that joy inventory if you want to download it and fill it out. It's very colorful and beautiful, and you can kind of write all over it and stick it somewhere to remind you of where you find your joy. Because sometimes when we're not in joy, we will forget how we access it. And that is normal too. And so having a list somewhere can be really, really helpful. Oh, that's right. I love it when. Go do that thing. All right. Until next week, I hope that you find moments of joy and seek them out and share them with me. I would love to hear what brings you joy. You can come and find me over on Instagram. I'm at @ErikaWebb_selfkind. And until next week, keep being kind to yourself. I will talk to you again really soon. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Self Kind. If you loved it, why not share it? And while you're there, take the time to subscribe, rate, and review the show. I'd love you to come hang out with me more too. You'll find me over on Instagram at @ErikaWebb_selfkind. And you can sign up for my e-newsletter by heading to my website, erikawebb.com.au. While you're there, you can also read up more about the Self Kind Hub and other ways of working with me. Until next time, keep being kind to yourself. Bye.